as part of the WILO and Clinton County Chamber of Commerce, leading with 2020 Vision. Matt Oliver, good morning, sir.
Hey, good morning to you.
Thanks for calling us in again, always this morning. We thought it would be appropriate to end the week with you just to get us back on an even keel for our mental health.
Oh, well, thank you.
Just a good reminder this morning, yeah. So thank you.
Matt, we all need our mental health about us, that's for sure.
That's true. Matt, you know, with the governor saying if we're starting to stage five tomorrow, what's the most important part for us mentally and everything else do we need to remember and do?
Remember and do. Remember and do perspective about the things that are within our control that we can do to manage exposure to illness and to cope. There's a number of things for sure. You know, just the basics, of course, is, you know, taking our standard precautions for safety. So, you know, social distancing, use masks appropriate, hand wash regularly are basics. But the other things that I think we do is we've got to make sure we're mindful about sometimes we or others are experiencing quite a bit of distress, and giving a little bit of grace goes a long way. And there's definitely some things that we could do to help give each other grace. Sometimes making sure we're getting a little exercise, whether it's a walk or it's a jog or it's taking some time outside while it's still warm enough, those things help for reflection and appreciation. Gratitude does amazing things for our state of mind, and it can really make a difference.
What do you, you know, how important is the fact that we need not to screw this up this time, you know, and keep everything going in a positive manner? Yeah. How important is that to the mental psyche of everybody?
You know, I think while some restrictions have been very helpful for maintaining, you know, the economy and helping it get back up, we've been able to have a little more time to resource up for whether it's ventilators or PPE. Our success is dependent on us working together and having a balanced approach. And so I think, again, you know, there's sometimes a hassle to be wearing masks at times, but it's also a good way to make sure we're taking care of each other. And, you know, I think that right now some of the behavioral health things that we're seeing in the community are simple but subtle. We oftentimes find ourselves more stressed, not just because you know, some work-related stresses about, you know, unemployment. Unemployment, thankfully, is going down. We're making some headway there. But we still have a lot of other stresses. We just don't see people as much as we used to. We don't have as much downtime at the water cooler as we used to. If we're working from home or if we're basically working in an office, we may not necessarily be in the same kind of meetings that we used to be. And so if we're thinking this is more work-related, but people juggling, you know, kids, family, pets, and work from home, or where they don't, they may be a little more isolated. That sets us up for, I think, just general distress, where people can find burnout and other kinds of, just, you know, depression or anxiety issues being more significant. And so whether you're at work as a supervisor or whether you're home as a parent or caregiver, some of the things that really make a difference are simply being visible, making sure we're taking time to intentionally listen. You know, if we're at work, reporting back progress, but really recognizing people and appreciating people. We also want to make sure we're not ignoring the distress. When we sense people are getting distressed and animated, that's where it's getting tougher for us as leaders or as parents. Make sure we're taking time to really listen. Because really when people are stressed, they're just stressed, and so they may talk more or they may have more conflict. And we've got to make sure we slow things down enough that we're able to resolve concerns where people feel heard and understood. And that makes, again, a big difference. But it's a challenge because time is always working against us. It doesn't ever slow down. And so we have to intentionally slow down some of our obligations so we can be more present with people, and that will help us out in realizing that we're in this together. And stress has a way of not always putting us at our back.
How's the best way for everybody to try and get through something like that? I mean, because, you know, social distancing and masks are still going to be an issue, and it's very difficult for people to get together because of that. So how would be the best way in your mind to help bridge that and help get some people back together? Because I think that's what a lot of people are missing right now.
Yeah, absolutely. So, you know, people have talked about Zoom and other kinds of virtual connections. That is definitely true. But I think reaching out to people and looking at how can we cultivate opportunities to get together. Thankfully, a lot of shops are open, and that even if you have to wear a mask to get in, you're still able to get seated and then take the mask down, mm-hmm. or you might have smaller gatherings. I think that one of the things I encourage people to do is be more intentional about it. Again, I think time works against us where we get isolated and we're busy, and we don't oftentimes just connect with people. So the biggest thing to do is say, hey, what can I do to make sure I'm more connected today than I was yesterday? How can I make sure I take a simple time, whether it's going and getting a coffee or whether it's a simple conversation, or it can be simple things, going out to the art exhibit in the local museum or art association or whatever. But make sure we're taking time to intentionally talk to others. It does a world of good for others, and it does a lot of good for ourselves.
And the one thing we really need to make sure is that we don't, as we said earlier, just don't have this thing go backwards on us. We've got something going good, and just make sure it doesn't go backwards.
Yeah, I think that's exactly right. Our collective interests are to make sure this goes well, and that does mean we still will have to take some precautions.
Mm-hmm.
Because even though people would say, you know, I just don't want to have to deal with COVID, it's not a big risk for me. It can be a risk for other people, and it risks, you know, when you're a large employer and you got a lot of staff that come in, you don't know what they're doing on their personal lives. But the less we have outbreaks in our workplaces, that helps us stay open, and that helps everybody be a little bit more supported because it keeps our economy going, and that ultimately makes people feel better. But it also gives us a sense that things are getting better, but it doesn't mean we can let up our guard. And it doesn't mean that we don't have some responsibility making sure we're taking precautions for all of our sakes.
Okay, are we missing anything that you want to bring up or anything else we need to talk about?
You know, I just want to let people know that we're always here for behavioral health. So Community Howard, Frankfort, right on the square. Feel free to look us up at ecommunity.com, at Howard Mental Health, or give us a call. Get our website. We can get you in quickly if you need to. Again, depression, anxiety, real things, but it's also very treatable. And then also to your team, thank you for bringing the community together. We very much appreciate being able to get the word out as we work together to do it.
Matt, thanks much for the time. We greatly appreciate it, and you take good care, okay?
All right, you too. Take care.
All right, thanks a lot.